former vice president, now Republican presidential candidate in 2024, Mike Pence. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Jack Heath. Great to be back on Good Morning New Hampshire.
Just a quick thought maybe on Pat Robertson's passing.
Well, we mark his passing with a sense of personal loss. I've admired Pat Robertson all of my adult life, from when I read a copy of his book, From the Rooftops, about the founding of CBN. I think his vision for building that network, his advocacy for the gospel of Jesus Christ, literally changed lives around America and around the world, and he'll be deeply missed. But I also was always grateful, as you mentioned, for his willingness to carry those values into the public square, not just as a candidate for president, but also just as a voice for conservative values. And so we extend our deepest sympathies to Gordon, the entire family, and to everyone who admired this good and great man. I think America is poorer, but heaven is richer. And God bless Pat Robertson.
Well, you're in this now officially for 2024. What led to the final decision? You said you were really looking at it with your wife, and you were going to maybe look for some guidance from, just what we're talking about, maybe in terms of your own faith to run. And you're in this. So I guess the question is, Donald Trump is the big, I asked Ron DeSantis this just in the last week or two when he was on with me, when he announced, Donald Trump has a big lead here and just about everywhere in these early states. So what's Mike Pence's plan or path to beat Donald Trump for the nomination? Because you'd have to do that to get on to the general.
Well, first off, Jack, thanks. Thanks again for having me on. You know, you and I have talked many times over the last 2 years. Karen and I have traveled across New Hampshire, all across the country, supporting the Republican cause. Mm-hmm. And after a lot of prayer and deliberation here in Iowa yesterday, we announced that I'm running for president of the United States because I think this country's in a lot of trouble. I mean, when I look at the failed policies of President Joe Biden and the Democrats in Washington, I believe he's weakened America at home and abroad. The disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan has emboldened the enemies of freedom, unleashed all hostilities in Eastern Europe, provocations in the Asia Pacific. But here at home, families are struggling under the weight of their runaway spending, big government plans. We have 40-year high inflation. We have a crisis at our border. Gasoline prices are still through the roof. And everywhere I go, people sense an assault on their values and their ideals and their freedoms. And so when I looked at my career, and not just as vice president, but my 4 years as governor of Indiana, where we balanced budgets and cut taxes and achieved record employment, and my years as a leader of House conservatives, we just came to the conclusion that at this time in our life, we had a duty to try. It'd be easy to sit on the sidelines, Jack, but that's not how I was raised. I believe to whom much is given, much will be required. We've been given great opportunities to serve in this country, and we bring now forward with humility. We bring forward the experience that I think this moment calls for, as it's an all hands on deck moment. And I don't think it's time for on the job training in the White House, but I also think different times call for different leadership. And whatever the polls and the pundits say today, Jack, I think people of New Hampshire know that. They're the ones, these early states are the ones, and Republican primaries are the ones they're going to have the say. And I'm looking forward to taking our case all across the country, including being in New Hampshire before the week is out.
Right. You have an event in Derry tomorrow, I believe. Mike Pence, now officially presidential candidate, former vice president, now candidate 2024. Let me ask you this quickly. Just major cities, San Francisco, two of the biggest hotels just announced they're pulling the plug there because they don't feel safe and secure in that city. Whole Foods, after less than a year of the supermarket grocery chain, closed its stores there because they had, 500 911 calls from employees over shoplifting. There's crime that no one seems to talk about in major cities. There seems to be a dichotomy with more rural areas and the heartland, or maybe New England, people leaving some of these cities and states. Do we have a lawlessness problem, or what's going on in some of the cities? The Joe Biden, the Democrats, and some people always make it about a gun, if a gun's used, about gun laws. But do we have a bigger problem with younger people just not respecting, in some cases, human property or human, life and law?
Jack, we don't have a gun problem in this country. We have a crime problem. And literally, we've got a crime wave affecting our major cities, and present company accepted. Most of the media is completely ignoring it. You know, my folks grew up on the south side of Chicago. You need look no further than Memorial Day weekend. We just passed through to just see the unimaginable, loss of life and injuries from what's happening on the streets there. And I think it all derives from really the radical left's agenda of defunding the police. You've got these lawless prosecutors that are not prosecuting crimes. For heaven's sakes, I'm not surprised to hear the news out of San Francisco, because California actually passed a law that I think the number is $999. Mm-hmm. If you don't shoplift more than $1,000 worth of materials, you are not going to be arrested. I don't know how that doesn't like wave the green flag for criminals to be crashing into right. stores and walking out. With merchandise. Look, we have got to restore law and order in this country. I think it starts at the top. We've got to send a message from the White House to the Capitol, to the state houses, to local city halls, that we're going to first and foremost right. make our streets safe. And as I said last night at a town hall we had here, I also think that means we got to rethink some of the steps we've taken. I'm somebody that believes in second chances. I want to see us break the cycle of recidivism on prisons. We passed what we called the First Step Act, but I think we need to step back from the first step, and the next administration, the next president, needs to think about right. actually getting tougher on crime, giving more resources to law enforcement, and holding prosecutors accountable right. around the country for upholding the law.
Let me ask you this, Mike Pence, before I let you go. The Department of Justice, as you know, has told former President Donald Trump that he's a target in this classified document probe. They may well charge him. I'm not sure. Do you think the legal challenges that the former president is facing in his run for president, so far they have not seemed to hurt former President Trump in terms of fundraising and polling, but do you think eventually, if he's charged in this one, for example, the classified documents, and do you think he will, does it become a liability in his candidacy or not?
Well, I think that would be up to the people of New Hampshire and all of the Republican primaries across the country, but I would hope not. I hope we're able to have this debate on a broad range of issues. You know, when I made my announcement yesterday, I talked about differences that I had with my former running mate and other candidates in this field. And most especially, I talked about differences with Joe Biden and the failed policies of his administration. And I think in the days ahead, we're going to continue to draw that contrast. But my hope is, as I've said yesterday, that having had some experience with classified documents that we uncovered at our home, and I'm pleased the DOJ determined that was an innocent mistake, but whether it be President Biden and the classified documents found in his residence or the former president, I'd like to leave these questions to the American people, let's go fight these primaries out on the issues that are affecting American families and America's place in the world.
Finally, Democrats say Mike Pence would gut Social Security and Medicare, pass, support a national ban on abortion. You've seen the attacks. Finally, your final comment on that before we let you go.
Yeah. No, look, we're facing a national debt crisis in this country. We have a debt, I don't have to tell you, Jack, because your listeners know, we have a debt in this country the size of our nation's economy for the first time since World War II. But left unchecked in the next 25 years, that's going to grow from $32 trillion to $150 trillion. But in the next 5 to 10 years, if we don't reform Social Security and Medicare, they're going to go bankrupt, and there's going to be mandatory cuts of those programs. Look, I've said over and over, I want to engage the American people in a conversation about how we deal with this debt crisis that's facing our children and grandchildren. I want people over the age of 40 to know these programs will not change for them at all, but for Americans under the age of 40. I want to have a national conversation about replacing the New Deal programs with a better deal for them. and a better deal for America. I expect the incoming fire from the Democrats on that.
Yep.
Joe Biden's policy is insolvency, and frankly, my former running mate has taken the same policy. For my part, I think we owe this generation and future generations better than that, and we're going to stand for fiscal discipline and reform and for preserving these programs for future generations.
Mike Pence, thanks for the generous time. It's now 2024 presidential hopeful and candidate Mike Pence, former vice president. Thanks for joining us. Good morning, Hampshire, the pulse of an age. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jack Heath. People can go to MikePence2024.com for more information.